This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Let's open our Bible to Jeremiah. I want to teach some principles of redemption from Jeremiah. Jeremiah 32. Jeremiah had been taken by the king and put in prison. So the word of the Lord came unto me saying, let's go to everybody, verse 7, want to go? Annabel, the son of what? Shalom. Thy uncle shall come unto thee, saying, buy thee my feet, that is what? Atutron. For the right of redemption is thine to buy. And what? So, my uncle's son came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of the Lord, and said unto me, buy my feet, I pray thee. That is in other top, which is in the country of Benjamin. For the right of inheritance is thou. Take note of this. And the redemption is thine. Buy it for thyself. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. There, verse 10. And I bought the feet, my uncle's son, that was in Anapot, and wear him in the morning, even 17 shekels of silver. And I subscribe the evidence. So there's a place of Holy Ghost as evidence. Subscribe what? The evidence. Eh? And seal. Say seal. Because Holy Ghost has subscribed the evidence. And seal it. And took what? Weaknesses. And weigh him the money in the balances. So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open. And I gave the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch, the son of, in the sight of my uncle, and in the presence of all, that what? Subscribe the book of the purchase before all the Jews that sat in the call of the earth. So if you notice two things they mentioned here, in relation to the feed, every feed needs redemption. And every feed is an inheritance. Your soul is your feed that need redemption. And your soul is your inheritance. Your soul is your inheritance. That Bible says, what shall you profit to gain the whole world? What? And lose your soul. You can lose your own feet. So you can see that he said, you are, say, right of inheritance. I can't hear everybody.
Right of inheritance.
And right of redemption. Right of inheritance. And right of redemption. Your feet should become, you should have right of inheriting your feet the way the prophet taught it. The meek shall inherit the earth. And the earth they are telling you to inherit, they are not the land that they are thinking, or the property they are thinking is the one in Florida and the yachts in the beach of Florida. You want to inherit Buckingham Palace. But that is not the earth that the meek will inherit. The earth that the meek will inherit is his own soul. Your soul should become your inheritance. And your soul is not your inheritance. You can lose it. You can gain the whole world and lose your feet. So we saw in this Jeremiah 32, Jeremiah's father's brother, his son, was the one that came to Jeremiah and said, "Buy my field. Buy my field." And that should be the response of every heart to the kinsman redeemer. Your heart, your cry should be, "Tell Jesus, buy my feet. Buy my feet." To buy my feet is purchased, but it's not just enough for you to purchase the feet. When you get the letter to Dorcas, Dorcas have bought you. You find that in Corinthians. "For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God." 1 Corinthians 6:20. "Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit." When he says your spirit there, it's your soul. "Which are God." Because and my human spirit was not, but it was raised. What they bought was my body and my soul, but they quickened my spirit. My spirit was raised from dead. My body and my soul was bought. So though they are by me, but it's not just that I've given my life to Christ. He used the one, "For it is the right." My feet is your right. Adam, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the priest, according to the word of the law, and said, "By my feet I praise thee. For the right of inheritance is thy. And the right of the redemption is thy. Buy it for thyself." It's my feet, but buy it for yourself. I know it's my feet, but buy it for yourself. I want you to own my feet. Dorcas have died for everybody. But we have many Christians that go to church. It's not just that you confess it. But you must go beyond just confession of the feet. As I confess Dorcas as my Lord and my Savior, there must be things that truly say your feet have been bought. That you have given both the Lord of the vineyard, which is our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord of the harvest, or the Lord of the vine dresser, which is the Holy Ghost. You must give them rights, that they have rights. That you have given your life to Jesus, and that is a kinsman redeemer, does not mean he has rights to your feet. You must give them rights to it. For the right of inheritance is thine, and the right of redemption is thine. Nobody has the right to redeem it. That's what Pastor Prince was talking about.
Yes, sir.
The right of redemption is with our Lord Jesus Christ. The right of inheriting you, inheriting your feet, is our Lord Jesus Christ. They say he's the head of the church. Say that, church. Jesus Christ, what?
The head of the church.
But no, Jesus Christ is not just also the head of the church. In Ephesians chapter 5, he's also the head of every man. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. 1 Corinthians 11:3. "But I will have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God." So, your house, every man, every woman, every man and every single man, every man, you might be the of your husband, you might be the head of your wife, but you have to know that you yourself, you have a head.
Yes, sir.
You are not just, "This is my family." It's not your family.
Yes.
You are under the owner of the family.
Yes, sir.
Church. Lost Sea Church. This, our local church, is not the church of Thompson. Jesus is the head of Love Sea Church. And every man in this church, Jesus, when I say man, I'm not talking about gender now, every soul. Jesus is the head of every soul. He has light, light of inheriting it, and right of redeeming it. So he has right of redeeming, he has right of inheriting. Every kinsman redeemer has right of inheriting it. In fact, the purpose why he's redeeming it is so that he can fully inherit it. Purpose of redeeming it, because in this sense we are going to see, he will redeem it from among men. He will redeem it from the earth. He will return the land to become a virgin. Though that land had been ungodly and had been corrupted, but he will make that land to become a virgin land. And why he's going to bestow labor on it is so that he can inherit it. So, boss people, your soul, your land, your feet, you can be born again. Don't talk. You have evidence. But you have not given the rights of redemption and right of inheritance. Both to the husbandman and the Lord of the vineyard. That's about to commission the vine dresser. Who is the Lord of the harvest? The person of the Holy Ghost, to labor on your feet. And it's a pity that we have many Christians today that are like that. They are born again, but they have not given rights of inheritance and rights of redemption to the husbandman, the father, and the Lord of the vineyard, the Son, Jesus Christ. Then, verse 9 and 10, and I bore the feed and my son, my uncle's son, that was in. I went to go and check the Hebrew meaning of that name, of those three, four names. The Annabe means God is gracious. That means he will take the activity of grace. It will be the working of grace. By grace are you saved. Yes. Ephesians 2:8. By grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself. It is the gift of God. So your feet is a gift of God. Put your hand on your soul. Say, my soul.
My soul.
Which is my feet.
Which
is a gift of God. You know something? Was not the owner of the feet. It was Jeremiah's father's brother that gave it to his son. You don't own your soul. Your soul is a gift of God to you. Your soul is a gift of God to you. And God will hold you accountable how you steward it. What you allow to take over your soul, you will give account to it. You will not say, I don't know. You will not say, I've gone through a lot of things. I've gone through traumatic experience. I've gone through things. When you cannot tell God those stories, so when you see him, what shall he profit a man to get you and lose his soul? Your feet, if you are not careful, if you allow every root of bitterness to spring up and defiling many. Many within you and many around you. Because it will also defy your own members.
Yes,
have you seen where by, is it by they call it?
Yeah.
Are broken in the midst of every, it will spoil everything. If you allow brute of bitterness to spring up from your soul, from your feet, and defy your members, you will pay dearly for it. There's no free. You, because your feet is a gift of God to you. So, Amabe say is God is gracious. God is gracious. The graciousness of God. And grace is a tool of gifts. So they gave you that gift because of grace. Now, when you understand that it was grace that saved you, you must know that what they saved with the blood of Jesus, what they can pay and bought with the blood, you can return it back to the man that has the right for it. For you have right of inheritance and you have right of redemption. Come and inherit my land. Come and inherit and come and redeem my feet. Then I went to go and look for where the feed was situated. They called it what? Anatom. It's called answers to prayers. Answer to cries. Answer to groaning. Answer to intercession and supplication. Answers. This not one. Answers. They put S. Answers. If you are not, you see, redemption is not cheap. If you are not going to cry out, if you are not going to cry for it, it's cry, answers. for supplication. Romans chapter 8 says, even we groan ourselves. To wit, we are looking for the King to deliver us, to redeem us. He also means petition. Petition. He also means entreats. Say entreats. Or to entreat. Then, that was shalom. So, the honor that the father of this son is called Shavuot, it means recompense. Retribution in Hebrew. It also means to requisite, which means to secure, to reward. So I just want you to see that our soul needs to be secure. They need to recompense the feed. Why am I taking time to share this thing? For us to know that you cannot sleepwalk into redemption. Now that you sleep up your soul into inheritance, then you can give me 9 and 10. You begin to see what was used for redemption. It was shekel of silver. And you know that even when they are redeeming a female, you know, there's a money for redemption for a woman too. The redemption of a male child is more expensive than a female child. In fact, they put redemption according to age. Outside that is a gender, they also put it according to age. Below 20, 30, 50, and above 50. The price was dropping from 50, kept on declining. And this, they are all shekels. Silver is shekel. Say silver is shekel. What? What make, you know, all of us like gold. You know that there's something about silver that is different from gold. You know that silver take more heat than gold. You don't know? Silver take more heat than gold. Pressure. Silver take more heat. For example, every data center, when they are building data center, what they use to build data center metal is silver. Because of the amount of heat They don't use gold to build data center. Because it's silver plates. Because of the amount of its emission, that data center. What does this mean? Redemption means that you are going to go through pressure if you want your feet to be redeemed. That's why they use silver for it. Because when they collect redemption money, whenever they bring redemption, the high priest takes it into the sanctuary. So the field that will be redeemed and that will come into inheritance will go through heat. It is pressure. It's a pressure. Do you know something? Every of God's allocation, a man can sit down there and enjoy it. And you will sit down there and be enjoying it and you don't want to move. You know that? I've seen churches that are charismatic churches. Oh, well, they just sing in the spirit. They will be singing in the spirit, They will sing in the spirit, they will dance in the spirit, they will fall down, they will raise them up. And you know, can stay in that environment for 10, 30 years, you'll be enjoying it. It's an allocation of God. Man, by nature, we become at ease when we are enjoying God's allocation. That's who we are. Nobody like to be empty from vessel to vessel. Nobody like to keep changing. In fact, women, when they marry a husband, they try to do for some change in the first marriage, year of marriage. Immediately, they give birth to a child, they settle down. Before they marry, they were changing, they were trying to do their hairstyle, trying to do their nail, everything, were trying to make sure they go to gym. But the time they refuse going to gym. They tell the husband, take me the way I dare. I know if you kill myself because of you. I know if you kill myself. That is natural soul, human being. And that is how we deal with spiritual things also. Man, settle to celebrate the any measure of God's dealing around him. You don't want to change. Jesus said, he said, no one having tasted of old wine desire the new at first. Yes, sir. If you are going to give him new, you have to force him. Wow. You have to withdraw all the old one away. And put him under pressure that he want to drink wine. And there's no other wine for him to drink that will only the new. When it's like, F me old wine. It's just like some of us like that, like our soul. Some of us, the soul we have been using since we are youth days. We get used to spiritual experience that we don't want to change from it. But when it comes to redemption, redemption is journey. It's with this progressive redemptive work. The only thing that the church, majority of church Christian world knows is the legal part of redemption. But they don't know the progressive redemptive work that you're supposed to be undergoing redemption. That they have bought you with the blood of Jesus Christ, not the end of the journey. You're supposed to be redeemed from among men. You're supposed to be redeemed from the earth. If they redeem from the earth, you become heavenly. If they redeem you from among men, you become incorruptible because men are corruptible. To redeem from among men means you become incorruptible because men and God. If they redeem from men, because angels is heavenly men. Bible said in the book of Daniel, it said the man Gabriel slew you. So Gabriel was a man, but he's not a man of the dust. He's a man of the heaven. He's a man of the celestial. So that they bought our soul and our body does not mean that's the end of redemption. That is just a legal framework. But it's a progressive redemption. So nobody joining redemption without pressure. If they don't put you under pressure, you will change. I saw a lady, that husband divorced, and not even one. I saw like 3, 4, 5 of them. At different times, they were just giving their testimony. Their husband divorced them because their husband said they are no longer attractive. They left them. I'm not saying you can't do that. In this one, I'm just trying to talk about what happens outside. What you understand that? Mm-hmm. So it's not you. So their husband divorced them because they said they have lost being attractive. So because of that, So, do you know what those lady did? They went to go and start working on themselves. I know some of you must have heard some of these or see a small clips like that everywhere. It's always in circulation, different person. And eventually, the man now met them. If someone did, they will show that the man met them, maybe he met them on the street at an occasion. He couldn't recognize them again. Because of the transformation that has happened, what not them to go and work on themselves was the pressure of that divorce.
Yeah.
But you know something? They could have kept their husband if they had done the same thing.
Yeah.
So someone said, because now, the husband let them go and work on themselves. They go do it, they go to make makeover. Some of them, they have been plating their hair now. You see them, they try to know, just cut some things and baby coil it and make it to shine. Hallelujah, somebody. Just turn patient to baby coil. Baby coil, baby, man. Just baby coil it. And, they go to gym, they stream up, they do everything. And what brought that transformation that they enter into is too pressure. Because now some of them want to remarry. They want to feel attractive. Likewise is the soul. If the soul is not subjected under the pressure of the husband man, the father, under the pressure of the Lord of the vineyard, our Lord Jesus Christ, and under the pressure of the Lord of others, you will not change. That's why they allow pressure to come to your life from time to time. They allow pressure to come to your life. Because it's when you're under pressure. Some of those, sometimes, because some say a bad man. He said, woe to them that are ease in Zion. We always at ease. We like ease. We just want to settle down. It happened among lady. The lady, the way they go for NVG. The way they bring tongues before they got married. Maybe they marry. It's just that all the tongue started dropping. The way they used to pray, they stop praying. The way they used to listen to message, because they have babies now. All the babies, what they are carrying. Baby has become the object of attraction. What Jesus used to be is that baby that is it. And the attention that baby is getting, Jesus Christ is not getting that attention. And thank God for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ wanted to give the baby, but the baby has taken the place of Jesus. The baby is the one, when they wake up in the morning, there's no time for quiet time. The food of the baby is what is important. No time of communion. No time of devotion. No private time to withdraw themselves. When they come out from work, it's the baby's food that must be ready. Even the husband is not finding attention like the baby. And when the husband complains, they tell you, is it not your child? Why? I'm not against taking your baby, but I can tell you, and sometimes God allow pressure. And when you are coming out of pressure, sometimes you want to breathe your breath. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You have gone through one pressure. Let me just rest. God, if I allow this soul to rest, to take it away from its rest, it's not easy. So no redemption inheritance without pressure. Take note of this. And if a person that wants to please God, you will ask God to give you, to put you under pressure every time. And every pastor that wants people to be safe must put people under pressure. Because you don't want them to be too comfortable. So that is who man is. Look at it. And where in the morning, even 17 shekels of silver. And I subscribe the evidence. Say evidence.
Evidence.
I went to go and check the word. Subscribe the evidence. It's token. I went to go and check the Hebrew word. It's token. So Holy Ghost was a token. I subscribe the evidence. And when they gave you, Holy Ghost is a person. They gave you the evidence. They subscribe. Say, I subscribe. Say that, everybody. Who don't subscribe for Holy Ghost inside here? To subscribe for Holy Ghost means you receive baptism for Holy Ghost. I subscribe for Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost subscription. The subscription for the top person of the Holy Ghost to dwell in your inside. I subscribe with evidence of speaking in tongue. That's why you cannot say you have Holy Ghost and you don't speak in tongue. You must subscribe for evidence. Subscribe with evidence. the evidence is speaking with another tongue. I subscribe the evidence and sealed it. And took witnesses. So, Holy Ghost is a seal of redemption. With the evidence of taking in tongue. So I took the evidence of the purchase. Both that which was sealed according to the law and custom. So there is an evidence that was sealed. But there's an evidence that is opened. It was true. When you get back home, go and read that scripture. You will see. He gave the one that was open to Baluche. So I took the evidence of the purchase. Both, say both. That which was sealed, according to the law, that which was sealed, that which was open. Though you have received an evidence of purchase, there's the one that was sealed, but there's the one that is still open. Continue. Of the one open is the continued work of Christ. The continued work of the Father. And continued work of God on the purchased possession. Say, that which was sealed. That which was open. That which was open. So, in the evidence of purchase, there's the one that was, which you receive when you receive Holy Ghost as a token and was sealed. But there's one that they open it. Meaning, the field has been bought, but we need to bestow labor. So the open one is to bestow labor. That which was sealed, that which was open. That which was sealed, that which was open. So it is true that by grace are you saved. Not for work, let any man boast. You are saved. If anything happened to you today, if you put on your body, you're going to go to heaven. But that does not mean that your work of God in you is completed. There's still something that is still open. There's still say open-handed. When you say something is open, mean what does it mean? When you say something is open-handed, what does it mean? It's not yet complete. First, when you are having meeting office, they say, what are the things that are still open? Things that have not yet been attended to. So, you do not only subscribe the way you are subscribed for evidence or purchase. And you are subscribed for the one that was sealed. Also, subscribe for the open items. Subscribe for the open items. Let them bestow labor on the open. That one is also an evidence of purchase. But you need to receive it. Just like I talk about that in the book of Luke. He said, when you see all these things, note that your redemption draweth near. Luke 21:28. And when you see this thing begin to come to pass, say, this must come to pass. Then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth near. So there's a redemption legal work, but there's a redemption progressive work. And the progressive work of redemption is the one that's open. There is things that have been sealed. Things that I know I have. I have evidence. With what? In my spirit. That my spirit is a new man. It's recreated in Christ Jesus. I'm Christ in my spirit. And my soul and my body have been bought. But I need to glorify God in my body. And I cannot glorify God in my body by just talking. I glorify God in my body. I glorify God in my body. Oh, my body. You shall glorify God. Oh, Jesus. My body is glorified God. No. I must allow the being, the same being that used the blood to buy me, I must allow him to bestow labor. Yes, I must submit myself for labor. There's still that which is open. Which has not been done, has not been fulfilled, that I need to attend into. And that is where the feed that is ungodly, feed that is incorruptible, that is where the open item need ministration. So there's administration of the open items. So I took the evidence of the purchased. But that which was seen according to the law and custom, and that which was open. They seal one, but they still left some things open. But their intention is to seal everything. You find the first seal, he called it Timothy. Let anyone that name it the name of Christ. For the foundation of the law standeth sure, having this seal. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, everybody, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth then that I is, and let every man that nameth the name of Christ. So this seal is the seal of Christ. But this is not the only seal. You've also found another seal in John chapter 3. Verse 32 or 33. Give me 32, 33. Look at it. Give me 31 and 32, 33 together. I want to go. He that cometh from above is above all. He that's of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. What he has seen and heard, that he testifieth. And no man receiveth his testimony. Then want to go, everybody. But he that receives his testimony has said to his seal that God is true. So there's a seal of the true God and there's a seal of Christ. So, but you cannot receive the seal of the true God if you have not received the seal of Christ. So when they walk on your feet, and they hear your feet from ungodliness, you will receive the seal of Christ. Amen. When they go further to do further work, by after they convert your ungodly feet to godly feet, they do further work to address corruption from your feet, you are going to have the seal of the true God. The seal is the completion of a work. Yes, say that to everybody. Yes, that means there's nothing open anymore. Mm. When they are taking care of ungodliness in your feed, then they will, you have this first seal, the second seal, which is the seal of Christ. Same, this feed is ungodly already. This feed is already good, honest good. Then they will go and work for that to take away corruption from your feed. Then they will have the seal of the true God. And you see, they connected receiving the seal from receiving something. Yes, sir. The seal, they don't dash it. Yeah. You must receive testimony that can set to his seal that God is true. So there is a seal of Christ is attached to dealing with ungodliness in your soul. The last seal, which is the seal of the true God. What is the seal of the true God? It's Revelation chapter 14. The true God. Revelation chapter 14. And I look, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion. And what? And with him, 144,000. Having his father's name written in their forehead. That name written in their forehead is the title of ownership. That this person is now owned by the father and the lamb. And then the Father is the Father God, is the true God. So they have the name of their Father written on their forehead. So you can see. So that was the seal. These men are men that are redeemed from corruption. Then look at it, what they read. Give me verse 2, 3, 4, 5. Want to go, everybody? Let's see again so you can see. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of Appa up in their heads. And they sang, are we a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders? And no man could learn that song but the 144,000. We have to go, which we are redeemed from the head. Can you see? So before you can have that seed, you must be redeemed from the earth. That's the only thing. Again. These are they. Want to go continue? Which we are not defined with women. So this seed is incorruptible. Inheritance undefined, incorruptible. undefiled and fade not away. What you got? For the what? They are virgin. No, I said that they are talking about virginity.
Yes,
what is virgin? Virgin is Christ. When you learn Christ, you become a virgin. Paul said it in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 11:2. Want to go, everybody? I am jealous over you. We what? Godly jealousy. Eh? I've espoused you to one husband. Want to go? That I might present you as a chaste virgin. What? To who? To Christ. So when you say, I am Christ, you're saying to say, I am a virgin feed. I'm no longer ungodly. I'm not a virgin. What is virgin? A soul that the hymen is still intact. A soul that have restored, they have redeemed me back to its virginity state. You know, we do that in natural farm agriculture. They call it fallowing. What do you mean fallowing? When the land is not producing what it should produce, you don't cultivate it. Let it fallow. So, Christ restore to a process the virginity of your soul back to you. When you see, when a man has learned Christ, when you say a man is godly, godliness is not piousness. When you say, oh, this sister is godly, this brother is godly, you are simply saying it's not a virgin. That's because you can't present anything to Christ if it's not a virgin. Chaste virgin. Say that to everybody.
Chaste.
Or another word for Christ, you are chaste. 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 What is chaste? Pure. Pure. Chaste virgin. They want to make our feet to be a chaste. So chaste means someone is still fatter. Still fatter. So when you become chaste, you become godly, they will seal you with the seal of Christ. Because they have put foundation. The foundation of God. They have restored the foundation of God. Foundation of God has been restored back. He standing sure. Say, this guy, his foundation of God standing sure. Having this seal. Let them know the name of Christ. If you are naming Christ, depart for iniquity. Don't let iniquity tamper with what they have done inside your soul. Then they will come back to do further work. To come and dress. Because you can be chaste, but you can still be corrupted again.
Yeah.
To go and take away something that can corrupt out of you. It is the work. They are going to make you to become undefiled. They are going to redeem from the earth. They're going to redeem from among men. Which is going to be, you are going to receive the seed of the Father, or God the Father, upon your soul. You can be a virgin. You can be undefiled. You can be redeemed from the hurt and become heavenly. And you can be redeemed from among men and become like the Son of God. Because when they redeem from men, then you are like the Son of God. The Son of God. Like Jesus, the Son of God. To redeem from among men is to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinwusinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostuchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.